The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
Apologies, I'm the guy in the temple. I'm the great
guy. Swim.
Talk about all this shit.
What are we gonna talk about, man?
The U.S. health care system. All the shit I had to run through today. We talk about health care. That's what we talk about. You want to get into some shit? Let's talk about health care in America.
That's a prime example of niggas don't care about nothing until it affects them.
Yo, health care. We need to do something.
Yeah, you ready to start a march?
Yo, man, we need to go straight to Canada, nigga.
You.
Canada. Let's hit Canada. Motherfucker, with a copay. My eczema medicine was $1,500 last month. So I went to the fucking dermatologist, I said, yo. My fucking copay is $1,500. She said, what? You can't be paying that kind of prices for skin meds. Then the lady came from back. Shout out to Dr. Ocon, my favorite dermatologist. She gives me 3 samples of Dupixent. She just saved me $4,500. So therefore, I'm good till January.
That's dope. That's dope.
It you is ever an try that, miracle,
You ever
nigga.
Try that good RX thing?
Yeah, Shame good RX plug. Got me out a few things.
Yeah,
I got a couple Triumph Cinnolones. I got a couple Triumph Cinnolone acetonides.
Prime example, man. You don't care. You never gave a fuck about politics.
Hey.
Till you had a $1,500 copay.
$1,500 copay,
who do I need
nigga.
To talk to? My congressman. Now you about to have a whole slut march.
What, Eric
you and
Adams,
a bunch of other ditzy
I gotta go slut hoe walk.
Are going to be out there.
With her titties out. No? All right.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another splendiferous.
Splend-fucking-diferous.
Episode of No Need for Apologies.
No Need for Apologies.
I'm the guy, Dave Temple.
And I'm the great boy, Derek Gaines.
And man, we got a great one for you today, man. I'm excited about today's episode, man.
As am I.
We're back. We're back in New York, riding out the fucking fall like champs.
Like champs.
Black ass is back.
And it was a goddamn movie last
week.
Yeah,
man. New location.
Oh, shit.
Shout out to the new location, 66 Greenpoint, man.
66 Greenpoint ass.
Black owned, all right. Running black ass comedy show, dude. Every Sunday, 10 o'clock. 66 Greenpoint Avenue in Brooklyn, New York, every Sunday, 10
it's
o'clock.
Swanky in there.
You know
on
go,
and on
man.
Until you're gone. That's what
yeah.
it feels like.
Yeah, well, unfortunately, we had to cut ties. Well, not cut ties. It sounds like some Kanye West shit. But no, we just we needed a bigger spot, you know what I mean? And we need some things to work out, but everything is all love with Brooklyn Comedy Club, man. Shout out to everybody.
It's all love. It's all love.
And get that shit popping. But every Sunday, you got to come out there, man.
66 Greenpoint Ave.
You can see great comics like our guest that we have here today.
Who we got?
Oh, man. We've been trying to get this one for a while. We're trying to get this one for a while. I don't like that she made us work so hard to do it.
I kind of do.
Fuck
because
it.
I know it's going to be
play,
work.
We'll play the game.
All right?
We was actually fortunate. I think this is the only reason why we got her because we nabbed her in Skankfest. We got to hang out, so now you can't ignore the text message.
She was with us.
After Skankfest.
We was at dinner.
Give it up for the one, the only, Kalise Hawkins. What's going on, love? How you doing?
Resist!
I'm good. I'm glad you guys kept after me, but I don't like to do podcasts anymore. I'm too unfiltered. Everybody always gets too much information out of me.
Yeah.
Well, this is no need for apologies,
so. Man. Ain't nobody out here trying to shut you down. You go ahead and say what the fuck you need to say.
I don't want to say any of it.
Okay. That's cool.
Fair enough. People getting, you know, it's weird now. Like, people getting hit for saying shit on podcasts.
Absolutely.
People are getting, you never know. So, I get it. I understand that.
It's a problematic world we live in, man. But if we ain't got a voice, what else will we got?
I got money in the bank.
There you go. So,
I'm
just shut the fuck up.
I always laugh. I hate when Derek gets philosophical because I don't know whether I'm getting caught up in the shit. It starts to make more and more sense. Like,
hey, man, the older I get.
Yeah, I think as you got older, you got better at placing the words in different places to make it sound like you saying some shit.
Talk to my parents every day, bro.
And I'd be so ready to laugh it off. Like, man, shut the fuck up. Let me. Oh, shit, wait. That makes sense.
In the words of Old Dirty Bastard, I'm the one-man army, a song. I never been tooken out. Come on, man.
So, Khalees, welcome to the show, man. Thank you for coming on.
Finally.
Thank you for gracing us with your presence. You know, it was wonderful hanging out in Vegas. Mm-hmm. You were down there at Skankfest. We all were down there. Please, if you have not checked out the Skankfest episode, what the fuck are you doing?
You better talk about it.
Yeah, that was a legendary one. Go back, watch that. I don't know how the fuck you missed that. Well, I know how you missed it. We was late getting it back because we fucking partied a lot at Skankfest.
A lot of parties.
No way. You missed a flight coming back. Like, it was wild getting back. So, So, go back and check that out. But, fuck it, we got a chance to catch up with Khalees in Vegas. You had a great time down there.
Oh, man, it was so nice.
Yeah, performing for all of these dope fans. Like, what was your favorite part, if you had to say, you know?
I'm trying to remember, but the whole thing was nice. Every Skankfest is different for a different reason. Mm-hmm. I was really happy Shauna Christmas was there, so I got to have a buddy to hang out with. And, you know, it can be a little bit of a boys' club. So this year I had Carmen Lynch and Shauna Christmas and Amy Shanker, so we were hanging out. It was nice.
It was a lot more females this year. I was happy about it.
Yeah.
It was a wonderful time.
Not a females.
A lot of females.
Yeah, sounds real scientific.
A lot of females.
So girls don't like hanging out with a bunch of dudes, huh?
No, I don't have a problem with it.
It was just nice to not have to for once.
Is it that much work hanging out with dudes?
No, it's just that, you know, as a girlfriend,
okay,
it gets sticky.
Oh, yeah. I can see that.
Oh, okay. Meaning as you're someone's girlfriend.
If I was just me, I could hang out however I want. But as somebody's girlfriend, you know, it's weirder.
Yeah, I get it.
You got to elaborate a little bit. Like, I think I get it. But is it weirder because you got to hold back or?
I don't know. It's not me. I think, like, guys shy away from me more.
Huh. Okay. Yeah.
When you're with a boyfriend.
Because, yeah.
Out of respect.
Exactly.
Like, we enjoy each other, and we've all been with him at the same time, and he knows how we laugh and giggle and all that. But if he sees me laughing and giggling with somebody who I just met, it's weird.
It's weird for him.
Yeah, okay. I thought you meant for everyone.
It's not weird for you. It's weird for him.
Yeah. Okay, shit. Is it that way, though?
I don't know.
Do you feel that way if you were with a chick and she's giggling with somebody that you don't know she was cool with?
Hey.
What you mean? Nah, you know. Would you feel some
would
kind
I be
of
giggling?
Way?
Absolutely not.
Okay, I mean, I get it. You do kind of look up a little bit like, who the fuck is that? But, you know what I mean? Like,
but at the end of the day, it's on her.
Yeah.
I did my part. I'm just like, you know what? We tight. So whatever they have going on, I bet it's probably funny because there's funny things out here.
Yeah.
But I know I'll make her laugh again later, right?
But I get what you're talking about because we've even had that as far as all the three of us and how we all know each other. Because I remember I didn't really interact with you when I first met you at all.
There you go.
And I was out of respect for, like, that's my dumb coding.
And how many times I have to come at you like, Dave, why people don't talk to me? You're like, you're pretty.
Yeah.
Nobody wants to deal with that shit, Khalees.
Yeah, that's what I had to tell her. I was like, hey, man, ain't nobody trying to, like, avoid fucking you all day long. You know what I mean? Like,
guys hate that. Dudes hate that.
Hey,
pretty friend.
Pretty girl in
pretty
the glass
friend.
Box. Hey. What's up? You know, like.
Patty cake. Baker's man.
Hey, why don't you go slice your face up or something and then come back and hang out with us, you know?
Take a dump,
like,
or something.
Yeah.
Make yourself less pretty.
I'm like, I have awful rules with that. And I remember you were looking at me weird, like, my first few years here in New York. Like, what the fuck is your problem? And I'm like, well, yeah, you're pretty and you used to date my homie. So I don't know what the fuck to, like, I don't know how to ignore that. You know what I mean? But I learned that I had to get over that. Like, I learned, because that's why I don't do improv.
What?
That's why I don't do improv.
Why?
Because I didn't know how to, like, not like the girls.
Go?
Like, you, yeah, like if you do the scene and you're like with a girl and she's all like, yeah, I'm like, after the show, like, how much of that was real? So, you know what I mean? Like, what you, you know,
so
like.
Is there right. Was I really a motivation?
Right, right. And then you just look like a fucking creep. So you're just like, I'm just not going to go.
Yeah, man.
And
yeah.
I remember a girl told me that. She's like, you need to grow the fuck up.
Yeah, it's weird everywhere, you know? I mean, I'm not that pretty, but pretty enough that if I don't feel like dealing with it, I wear like a hat and a hoodie and I'm walking down the street. I call it pretty girl famous. Everybody's looking like, is that girl pretty? I'm like, damn, you got me. Yeah, it's me. It's me. I'm pretty under here. I'm pretty. I know. What do you want me to sign your shit? You got a pen? I'll sign your little ugly face.
Oh, yeah, it's me. You got me.
That is funny too. You will always spot a pretty chick in just gray sweat. Like you can tell the gray sweat with the hoodie up. That's like a dead giveaway. There's probably a pretty girl under there.
Yeah, man.
I've never seen.
And don't let that bubble coat not go over her fucking waist. She got ass too. Oh, I gotta
see. I've never seen the pink. Or that Victoria's Secret pink gray hoodie ensemble with like the hat. Like, it's never not
before
an ugly
the stripper
girl
shift.
Under there.
That's how strippers dress before they go to work.
I call it the hood Muslim. You know what I mean?
Hood Muslim. Yeah.
I know what's underneath for that Kumar and Kimar.
I was wondering about that. Why didn't they get the lashes? You know, COVID, all the black girls got all the lashes to so you could say, oh, I'm still, you know, this is me under here. And they had the mask on. Remember every time we got a COVID test. They had all these.
They made
lashes.
This shit fly. Yeah.
So how come Muslim girls don't do that?
Because that's obvious.
Well, some of them don't even wear this part.
That's very obvious.
Some
like,
of them just wear the hair and they be having Jordans.
You're
and
not supposed to draw them in off of that.
Not even lashes?
No. It's not supposed to be physical in any way, shape, or form.
Yeah, that
it's supposed to be cerebral connection.
Yeah, those faiths don't do the flesh part too good. It's all sapio.
Because it all changes. Yeah. It fades eventually. You know what
that's
I mean?
That's basically what, yeah, I got you.
You think that's why they oppress them is because?
No. It's because
so they can get used longer. To later. It's going to
no,
get
it's because they
old.
Know dudes have no self-control.
Dudes have no
it's
self-control.
It's because they know men have no, men have been working on self-control since the beginning of time.
Give them
don't,
a gun.
Don't they make the Muslim ladies pray behind the dudes so they can't even see ass if they open their eyes real
what?
Fast? I know that was always my problem in church because it was always the thick ass deaconess or something.
Yeah.
Dressed too tight.
Yeah. Regular church just kind of shows you like, oh,
bruh,
old school church had a rule for a reason.
Nigga, I went to church in the 90s, early 2000s. Jersey dresses, door knockers, fucking rompers, the fucking denim stripe.
What happened to just a suit and a fucking dress?
No, Lord, the youth was wearing them things, bruh. Round and Round came out when I was going to church.
Oh,
Tupac,
yeah.
Round and round, round and round. Like, come on, bro.
Yeah,
I was that era.
Always
you know
in the
hard,
parking lot
you know
in the car,
even
blasting
Vacation
rap music.
Bible School was?
Vacation Bible School?
Evening Vacation Bible School was tough because all the girls were sprouting. And all the dudes were just sitting there like, yeah, I'm trying to do this Bible shit, but a killer over there got them tight-ass denim shorts on because it's the middle of fucking July. Like, how you pubescent teenagers in the summer, you going to beat them over the head with it? It was tough. Church was tough, nigga.
Yeah, God bless the kids that
church
can sit there
tough.
And put a sweater
coming
vest
up.
On and act like they don't see that. You know what I mean? Like, God bless. Hello, Sister Catherine. We understand you have a problem with giving men fellatio, and I just want to help you with that. I just want to make sure that you value
that?
Yourself.
You ever see that movie?
I don't trust that guy. I don't trust that guy who wants to save the whore at church.
Yeah, man. Like, talking about that, you ever see this?
That guy.
The guy that wants to, yeah. Don't ever
Do you
trust
know
him.
The guy I'm talking about?
Well, so now my church was mostly old people.
There you go.
So we didn't have that guy.
That was better. No, I had youth church. At my church, so, but the
he
one,
might, but
the
it was probably there at the time. It's probably right before you. You know what I mean?
Deacon save a hoe?
Because the old people at the church, they was young at the church at one time, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, your church is, you grow old in the church.
My grandma was a pastor, so I took church very seriously. I thought it was like I thought it was a real handbook for how you're supposed to live life.
Yeah.
So I wasn't in there looking at anybody.
Really?
Mm-mm.
Well, you was devout. I fuck with that.
For way too long, too. I remember I went on a retreat in high school, and we went to a homeless shelter to feed them and everything, and they showed Who Framed Roger Rabbit. And it's so... She was walking around. I was like, oh, what are we showing them? I thought it was so wrong. We were a church
Jessica
group
Rabbit?
Showing them.
Oh, it was animated titties.
I thought it was animated titties. But I watched it recently. I watched it recently.
It
I was like, I was really brainwashed.
Yeah. Yeah.
I like that.
I've seen it since then, and it's not as bad as I thought. But as a kid, I thought it was horrible. I thought everybody's going to go to hell.
I loved that movie. I adored that movie. Damn.
Playing patty cake with another man. Yeah, that movie is pretty wild, man. Fucking Tunes and Dip. I love that movie.
Dip. That was great.
Yeah. How was your Halloween?
What do you mean?
No, it's cool. I only did that as a dumb segue because, you know, we have a new producer in here, little Lady T is in the booth. There was a gimmick that was going on.
Okay.
With you seen the shit on social media? There would be like the Halloween costume, and then you could insert yourself to make a picture.
Oh yeah, 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 yeah. I've seen this
shit. Everyone was doing this shit, and like people, you know, people do the shit. So T, she always trying to come up with ideas to help us promote the show a bit more. This is and T's new to this. This is probably T's worst idea.
Yeah. Okay, let's see.
This is could you show the thing, the package, so that you
show
can see what we're supposed to get. There's like this Spirit Halloween store thing. That thing. You've seen that?
Mm-hmm.
Right? It's like, okay, and now you can insert any kind of text in anything. So show an example of what people are putting in there. Ever have a friend that has a guy? Nobody can find something, but your friend has a guy. Well, I've got your guy for auto parts, and it's rockauto.com.
It's not even a guy.
Yeah, they've been in business for 20 years, and while every other business in this country might be raising prices or low on stock, when it comes to auto parts, you've got a guy.
Damn.
I'm telling you, rockauto.com has the auto parts you need in stock and at reliably low prices.
Mm-hmm.
If you got a used car, it's probably appreciated in value.
Mm-hmm.
The car market is hot, which is why now's the time to keep your car well-maintained. It feels good knowing you're driving a reliable car, and rockauto.com makes it easy with every part you need at low prices.
Oh, wow.
So go check out rockauto.com if you're looking for auto parts. Rock Auto is your guy, and let them know we sent you at checkout. Yell at them, and I know...
Yell at him.
About this from the NNFA podcast.
Kidding. Just kidding.
There's a box to put our show name in, but you don't get any promo code off of it because their prices are already amazing. So one more time, rockauto.com.
Yell at him.
Yeah, let's get back into it.
Okay.
A little faster. No, I'm fucking around.
Okay. Fucking retard. All right, so medical mask.
Wow, they went hard.
Boosters.
Right?
Was it Virtue Cape? Sense of superiority.
Okay.
I see what you're saying. So you get the joke.
So you get the joke, right? So this was one that T thought would be good. Oh, and NNFA should do one. Here, I made one so you guys can post
it. She made one. She
on
made
social,
one.
And she thought this was a good idea. Look at this. Look at this horse.
Black Air Force bum. Great.
It's just you guys dress regular. It's just how she feels about you.
Right. So, but this is the part where she goes, what are you thinking? I'm like, what the fuck is this bullshit, right? And she's like, what?
Not the bum.
And she's
like,
and
that's
she,
our flyer.
But I'm realizing, well, that's here's the thing. The way she flyer. Moved the thing around, it looks like Derek is holding my dick.
Oh.
So I'm like, what the fuck?
Oh, that's
oh,
his
shit.
Hand in
yeah.
your pants? For
right.
real?
Right. No, what? she moved the things
Yo,
around.
Yo, T, why you be doing
right.
shit like
I
that?
I thought she did it like that as a joke, like to be like, yeah, isn't this funny? You guys are gay,
joke, right?
right? You know what I mean?
T, that's a joke, right? You did that because you...
And
you,
she
you
wanted...
You do a lot of dick jokes, T. You do a lot of dick jokes.
I honestly...
Fat Toto jokes.
I honestly didn't even realize that your hand was there.
No,
that's
right.
Well,
so
about your dick.
So when she sends this shit to me, I'm like, what the fuck? Like,
yeah,
hey,
I'm glad I ain't
with
that.
This dumb shit. You know what I mean? And she's like, what? Right? And I'm like, because she also was saying like we were having two different conversations where she wanted to do this horse shit of
yeah, my hand is clearly down your pants.
right. And with the title Black Air Force Bums, like
I don't like that
fuck
at all.
What was that? Right? I took this.
At least you're the one with the money, Dave. He's
Jesus Christ. I took this.
He'll do anything.
You didn't even realize the joke. Like, look at the top. It says comes with a mattress on the floor.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I saw that. That's what I'm saying. All of this shit just seemed disrespectful, right?
Yeah, I'm like, damn,
so
I get it, but
she wanted to post it like, yo, look who did this to me, right? You know, that goofy shit that comics do. Who made this? Like, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
I'm not with that kind of horse shit anyway to act like, you know, oh, some guest sent this in. No. I wanted this to be known. This was her goofy-ass idea, right?
I thought it was a joke.
I thought,
damn, that's how you really feel. I get it.
I took it as total disrespect. I'm like, would you try to call us bums and we gay? Like, that was weird.
Gay bums? That can't even go together, right? most gay dudes got money. That's in the clause. When you sign on to be gay, ain't it like in a loophole?
I see what you're saying. Yeah, it took me a while to catch on to that. Yeah, like, ooh, yeah. It's weird. Broke gay dudes, write in. Talk to us. Let us know what happened.
Where did you fuck up? Come on, man. Sugar daddies everywhere. These niggas that want to be gay on the low everywhere. Y'all could have took those fucking...
What happened, dude?
What happened?
Yeah.
Anyway, so yeah. Thank you. Thank you, T, I guess. Shit.
Yeah, I don't know.
That You're welcome.
So, Khalees, what do you know about these sneakers here on the table? You've been in New York for a while, but you're not like a native New Yorker, right?
I don't know anything about these sneakers. Good. They look like black Air Force Ones, maybe?
Good call.
Okay.
That's what they are.
Do you know any culture or anything about the black Air Force Ones? Have you ever heard any stigma? Or
I've heard songs with the name in it.
Okay.
The songs with it. Black Air Force Ones or just Air Force Ones? What's the difference between a black one and a white one?
You tell me. Just out of curiosity.
Like janitor shoes.
Okay. All right. That's close. getting right there.
Uh-huh. Oh.
Oh, what?
Nothing. Just going with it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
she said it's janitor shoes.
Team mm-hmm. white Air Force One over here.
Yeah. Putting up the garbage. Go ahead.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, they've gotten a stigma for that.
I don't know why.
We've been trying to change the narrative because
white Air Force Ones in Williamsburg be the most dick pair of shoes I've ever seen. You ever seen people, especially white women or just girls in general?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Beat the shit out them white Air Force Ones.
It's terrible.
Doing nothing.
It's terrible.
It's going to dive bars. That's all it is.
Yeah. What do you got?
Well, these are pretty old, and I was just thinking like. The first time I wore them, they're still cute, but...
Hey, Adidas, you straight.
Right. I've already announced I'm not going to care.
Hey, Adidas, they the ones you know, are back
you,
in the flooring.
You staying with Adidas? You staying team Adidas? You never really gave a fuck to begin with?
Just whatever feels right.
Yeah,
and whatever looks nice.
Okay, yeah. That's smart. I will be curious, like, have you owned a pair of Yeezys? Did you buy a mm-hmm. pair of real Yeezys?
Got a few pair.
Yeah. If they... Now that they dropped him and they're trying to make their without him, would you still buy them? Are they comfortable enough to wear without his?
It's the end of an era, man.
Yeah.
The end of a fucking era. I'm going to just move on. You know me. Come on, bro. Come on, bro.
Were they comfortable at least, though?
They were comfortable. But goddamn.
So the comfort, you won't go back for the comfort.
There's other comfy shoes. It's just the end of an era. And it's not me going, well, fuck Kanye. But at the same time, I got to say fuck Kanye.
No, that's what I'm saying. If Adidas keeps making the shoe without Kanye.
Nah, then it's not a Kanye no more. It's just Adidas.
Yeah, you won't wear that comfortable shoe.
There's other comfortable shoes. Other companies make other comfortable shoes. Yeah, absolutely.
But what I'm saying is, you're only wearing it if Ye is attached to it. You're
absolutely. What the fuck is wrong with? Didn't I tell you who I was, nigga? I got a pair of $700 sunshades on at night. What the fuck you think this is? I've owned up to this nigga that y'all told me I was for the longest. I was like, nah. Yes, this is me, nigga. No, I'm not wearing Yeezys. If Yeezys ain't attached to it, I just bought my mom a pair of Alexander McQueens, nigga. I've moved on.
Yeezy, if you want to get behind this black Air Force One, just go ahead and make that move. That would be Tiana. What would you do if Kanye just endorsed the black Air Force One?
It would be very indicative of the shoe.
What you mean?
It's garbage.
Why do you hate the color black on an Air Force One so bad? He been dogging these shoes. Did you get stomped out by a pair of these when you was a kid or something? You got PTSD with the shoes.
New York rules, guys. It's New York rules.
I'll tell you something right now. We're changing the narrative. Football teams is wearing these. Freddie Gibbs got a line about it in a song. We doing all good. Janitors wear them and they get their little job done.
Yeah. There's actually a new version coming out.
Go ahead.
New ones being released.
Oh, they made out of Gore-Tex. November you got 4. The Gore-Tex.
No. These are actually made out of, I think, a better quality leather. They're softer, more breathable.
Come on, Khalees.
I'm never going to wear that.
Like, never?
Never.
Not ever? Somebody buy them for you?
If I stop working in comedy, that looks like a good waitress shoe because you could just get shit all
over
them.
You like a security guard.
Well, okay, that is one of the benefits of the shoe.
Oh,
it's
shit.
Called the Fresh because they do wipe off a lot easier.
That's what they said? That's the ad?
Yeah, they wipe off a lot easier, but they're made out of a more different quality leather, cleaner, and the interior, the insole,
I'm getting a pair.
Says Fresh.
You ready for this?
As opposed
ready
to...
Ready for this? Left my black Air Force Ones in Vegas on purpose. That's how good we did.
Yeah.
I left the sneaks in the fucking hotel.
That's wild, man. Yeah. That means somebody was in there to clean up that room and was like, nah, you know what? We're taking it to the streets today.
No, man. I left him
no,
in there.
No, they just put him on and kept cleaning.
They put him on and changed the trash. Shut the fuck up. Well, thanks for bursting my bubble, Khalees. God damn. Said she put him back
They're
on.
Like, this is where I left him.
Fuck, she's not.
You having happy? You fun? You having happy? You fun now, T? You having a good time? Hear other people so shitting on my sneak.
Thank you so much for coming on the show. We really, really appreciate you being here.
Thank you. I'll come back anytime.
I love the girl versus
yeah, white,
show.
Air Force one. White Air Force
White
one.
Air Force
bonding.
Ones. Bonding.
All right, why don't we get some plugs going?
Already?
Well, we were supposed to do them at the beginning. I meant to do them up front.
Oh, yeah.
Because we got a lot of stuff that we got to plug. So here's the deal. Black Ass is a movie every Sunday. New spot, 66 Greenpoint Avenue. We're working on getting the live stream back up. All
got
right.
The lens.
We're working on that, and hopefully we should be able to have that back up to you in a few weeks. But in the meantime, road dates. Lil Baby T, if you could go to the Instagram, show the link tree where they can find where to go us live. Follow us on all social media platforms, NNFA Podcast. That's NNFA Podcast on all social media platforms. See who we are. And as always, any link in the bio will show you how to catch up with everything that we have going on. Now, first and foremost, I want to send a shout out to all of our subscribers on YouTube.
Come on, man.
Thank you so much, man. You guys left us at a weird number. Oh, there you go. So you can hit that link right there. Right there is the tickets to Black Ass at the top of the week. Oh, you can go back out. Back out, back out. And there are all of the shows. Now, down at the bottom, full tour dates. Please, go to the tour dates down at the bottom. Some chances to see No Need on the Road. So, as you know, every Sunday,
oh,
we're
you
here.
Put it up. All right, work.
Yeah. All right. Scroll down. Emos Theater, Allentown, PA, November 26th. House of Comedy, December 15th to the 18th. Phoenix, Arizona. And December 20th, what's that? 2nd to the 23rd. Funny Bone in Albany, New York.
Yeah.
You can click that, any of those and get tickets now as they are all available. Please make sure that those things sell out and do pretty well.
And I think we got one more. Hold on. I think there's another date we got. I believe.
Well, if the tickets ain't up there yet.
Well, yeah, but look out for us. December 6th through the 10th in Winnipeg, we'll be in Canada, too.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to just put it out there. Rumors Comedy Club, December 6th through the 10th.
There it goes. I'm not taking you. You can't go to Canada, right? So I'm not going to take you. And it's like, I can go to Canada. I just have a criminal record. So it takes me a while to get into Canada.
I'll get the first show done. So by the time the second show starts, you'll be there. So we'll be good. We'll be all right.
It doesn't take that long.
That's so funny.
It's usually about an hour and a half delay.
All right.
Just have to go through additional screening, but I will be in Winnipeg, all right?
All right.
Khalees, what do you have coming up? And tell the people where they can find you online if they're looking for you.
So 11/11, I'm at the New York Comedy Festival's Are You Afraid of the Dark at the New York Comedy Club.
Nice.
We got a show on the festival, too.
Fourth, I think. I'm not sure. Just look it up. But that's what I'm going to... Oh, no. Wait. Gramercy.
Oh, 24th Street?
Yeah. Yes.
On November 11th.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Oh, I got to tell them about the thing.
And where can they find you if they're looking for you on social media and all that good stuff?
Khalees Hawkins. I'm on Instagram, mostly. I don't do Twitter anymore.
Yeah.
I had to erase a lot of shit.
Yeah, Twitter, that flow of consciousness, you know what I mean? And 140 characters or less.
I remember when Twitter first started, motherfuckers was going hard.
Yeah.
I remember when it first started.
And just for the people that are listening, Khalees is spelled a different way. You can kill the plug music.
I got to tell you.
Khalees is spelled C-A-L-I-S-E.
Hawkins.
Yeah.
Hey, so this coming.
Yeah. Right.
So this was an exciting week. Make sure y'all go on CBS. My second episode of Blue Bloods is airing. Is aired.
Yeah.
And
brought
then,
back from the dead in a script.
Yeah.
God damn that boy good.
November 4th and November 3rd.
That boy good.
My first sketch on Inside Amy Schumer aired.
So yeah, November 3rd.
First sketch of Inside Amy, well, it's already out. So check it out on Paramount Plus, Inside Amy Schumer, and then CBS is also on Paramount Plus. Season 13, episode 5, I think it's called Homefront.
I'm very proud of you, so I need to say that before I go ahead and make this joke. Only sketch that made it from a napkin to a phone
to network television.
Crazy. I wrote it down. Napkin. I worked it on stage.
I just always love the fact that Derek has finagled his way in without a computer. With no computer. No computer savvy, no understanding. It's like,
I don't know the technology.
It's the absolute Forrest Gump of this comedy shit.
You wait. Just, you write for Amy Schumer's show?
Yeah, I'm a writer.
With no computer. Do you understand?
It's a little Microsoft thing.
Do you understand?
But I be writing the jokes
just
on
voice
the side.
To text.
I wanted
to do the whole thing on my phone.
I bought
but
stock
they wouldn't let me.
In some fruit company.
That's what you. And they said, you ain't got to worry about money no more. And I'm like, okay.
I make the joke because I love you, but I have
running.
To say that up front. I'm proud of you. That way nobody thinks I'm a fucking hater, man.
No,
holy
bro.
Shit, man.
No, I'm weird.
Yeah. But that shit is always, that shit is great and hilarious to see. So
check it out. Paramount Plus and CBS.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All right, I'm done. Go back to the show.
Khalees.
Mm-hmm.
So I think you'd be a good person to do this this first segment with. This is our first time playing this game on here.
Okay.
And it's just only because, like you said, Twitter and stuff like that. Like, you've had a tumultuous past of expressing yourself, right? So I always encourage that here at No Need for Apologies. I actually had a show that I've always been trying to create called Unpopular Opinions, where we just go ahead and focus on that. So I want to actually read some of the opinions that people have sent in. And let's go ahead and chew the fat on these, man.
Okay.
Unpopular opinions. So we should develop a sweep or some sort of noise intro.
Uh-oh, okay.
Eventually. Wait. Do I got something? All right, yeah, nah. Oh, yeah. This will be for Unpopular Opinions.
Dave, shit just got real, nigga. That ow!
Shout out to Matt Richards.
All right, so, Tiana, could you read one of the unpopular opinions that was sent in? You could tell. People encourage you to send in your unpopular opinions also, either inbox us directly, or you can send them to noneedforapologiespodcast@gmail.com. Mm. noneedforapologiespodcast@gmail.com. We'll just use your first name. We'll never use your last name, and we'll blur out your faces because some of y'all got real jobs.
Okay, so this first person, Michael, said, Hitler would have had the best podcast.
Hey there, responsible adults over the age of 21 living in states where Delta 8 is legal.
Mm-hmm.
That is one hell of a sentence. Want to get high? Really high?
Mm.
Really super duper legally high?
Wait a minute, huh?
Well, now it's time to go to YoDelta.com, where you can stock up on high-quality, lab-tested Delta 8.
What is that?
That means it's lab-tested. This ain't no cats on the street. Hey, man, smoke this. Did it fuck you up? No! It's a lab.
It's a lab.
So maybe they tested it on a monkey. Maybe they
on a rabbit. Maybe one of them rabbits with the red eyes. The rabbits with the red eyes.
Either way, they tested it. Now, here's the deal. What is Delta 8?
What is it?
It's found in hemp. And it can be legally shipped to various states and get you high.
Oh, wow.
At YoDelta.com, you can find a mix of gummies. And vapes for all your getting stone needs. I'll tell you that Delta 8 works and that these products should be taken responsibly.
Oh, wow.
I mean, don't be getting high and get behind the wheel.
Don't
and no shit
get
like
high
that.
And get behind that wheel.
Especially in your rental car when you're on the road.
Don't get high and get behind that pen doing your taxes.
So once more, that's YoDelta.com, the official Delta 8 sponsor of the Gas Digital Network.
Uh-huh.
And if you use promo code GAS, G-A-S, you're going to get 25% off. Once more, that's promo code GAS for 25% off. Let's get into it.
Absolutely.
Oh, shit.
That's not even clever.
You don't think so?
That's shock for shock.
You don't think Hitler would have had a good podcast?
No.
The nigga had shit to say.
Yeah, he did. I mean, Louis J. Gomez already got him his fire. I'm fucking around, but anyway.
If they wanted to be clever, they should have said Hitler would have had the best sneakers.
That's right. He would have had better Yeezys or something like that. Yeah. See, that's better. It wasn't clever enough. I think Mike's
joke. It was an opinion.
Oh yeah. Well, his opinion is just very surface.
Okay.
And that's my opinion. His surface ass opinion stinks. That's my opinion.
Because if he meant that for real, then that's just gross, right?
Pretty trash. Yeah, right.
That's like, what it is. It's
that's like what year are you
he's
in?
Like, I read the manifesto, but I want to hear his stream of consciousness.
Yeah. Khalees.
Maybe his podcast would have been about fashion.
It would have been about painting.
Fascism. It would have been about art. Fascisms.
Okay, wait. Could you get into that though? Like, all right, like, cause his obviously his shit is fucked up, but you respect fashion, you respect art. Could you get into his shit or art or anything like that?
I've seen the paintings.
Okay, if you was at a fashion show and this motherfucker's there, would you leave? I mean, obviously, there's a time difference, but.
Okay, am I back in time?
Yeah.
Or is it now?
Obviously, there's a time difference.
Of course, I'm not. My black ass ain't going to no fashion show wherever in time. Because they're going to try to kill me after. No.
Okay.
Can't go. You can't go past the 80s. And even the 80s was fucked up, huh?
The 80s was fucked up for fashion?
No, for time travel for blacks. That's what I'm talking about. Like, I can't. Anything. Like, past I can only time 80s. Travel like this. I got to stay in the black neighborhood then. That's the only way I'm going to survive.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. If I just.
You feel that way too? Anything before the 80s for black people, you ain't fucking with it?
No. Hell no.
See that? Hmm. Dangerous.
Yeah.
We got to go see Till now. It's the new Emmett Till story. We got to go through some more black trauma. I'm not going to go see that shit. I can't do black trauma no more, man.
I stopped after Rwanda, Hotel Rwanda.
Jesus Christ. And that's when you should have nipped in the bud. That shit was bad,
that
bro.
That was so traumatizing.
That was a traumatizing movie. Yeah, we should have cut it there. We shouldn't even got 12 years
slave. And you see how quickly I said that? Because I know. That I was like, I'm done.
Yeah.
Don't show me no more.
Yeah. I saw that on bootleg, so it wasn't as brutal as it could have been.
It was too blurry.
Yeah. It didn't have the impact that it was supposed to, but.
But I still don't like those other movies, like The Help, where it's just like the
mean. Yeah, it's black. It's like Mean Girls. Struggle porn.
But they don't even do it right. It's not mean even girls real racism. Yeah, they're just like, ew, you're the maid? And they're like, oh, I am the maid. And it's like, that's not racism. We get worse racism today.
Yeah. Well, would you say they get a diluted version, the younger generation?
Absolutely.
Oh, for sure. You know why?
Huh.
I've thought about this.
Okay.
Because if you watch even Money Talks with Charlie Sheen, his contempt and his nastiness towards Chris Tucker was like gross. So what happens is they get a diluted version of racism because these actors don't have the same feelings in their heart. They can't draw the same thing from personal experience. You know what I mean? They have to lie. They have to Leonardo DiCaprio and say, I didn't even like saying the word. It hurt me.
Yeah. Okay. Who's the most convincing racist you've seen on camera? Like,
of modern times, the most convincing racist.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
What's the name that did it for me pretty good? Kurt Russell and that movie where he was...
Crazy Eights.
Something like that. Yeah. That was the chick.
The chick, too.
Yeah, because she was getting her ass whooped but still being racist. Was just like, oh, she means that shit. You know what I mean?
I don't know. Like I said, it's been a long time since I've tolerated any of that kind of content.
In film. Yeah, I get you.
There were a lot of faceless white guys or nameless white guys from back in the day that were good in it. You know what I mean? Like guys that were like in Rosewood. I don't know who any of those white guys were, but I believe
you know who played a kind of a good racist? Doctor Strange. But the guy that plays Doctor Strange, what's his name? Cumberbatch? Mm-hmm. Benedict. Okay. 12 Years a Slave. He was one hell. Magneto. Not the guy that played Magneto. So what's the other guy's name? The other guy, he played a killer racist in 12 Years a Slave. Like he was
talking about Jean-Claude.
Like, the boy that I don't know. I forgot it. The nigga who plays Magneto in the X-Men.
Yeah, is Jean-Claude the
cat or the original?
No, the new one.
The remake. Michael Fassbender.
Michael Fassbender plays a real good racist, bro.
And what movie?
12 Years a Slave. He played a slave master. And man, when I tell you, woo, me and Monroe was in there like, damn, this nigga's pretty evil, bro.
Yeah. But he's British, right? In real life?
Something, I don't know what the fuck.
Because British, they got like a bit more of a strict, just their way of speaking. It can sound a bit more distinguished, you know? It's like a
crack of a whip.
I'm better than you. They already have that. I'm better than you, right?
Okay. I got you.
All right, let's see. That first opinion went flat. Let's see if we got another one. Anything better?
Okay, so Alexander said, it's impressive that homeless people still have sex drive. With all the stress they're under, most people would have folded sexually.
You really think these homeless people stressed? They gave up. Fucking is what they do. There's videos of bums fucking on the bus stop.
They constantly masturbate in front of me.
They be on the train jerking off.
But that's what I'm saying. That is pretty impressive.
I've got like two different videos. They don't even stop. They're like, oh, you like this. Save this for later.
But I get what they're saying. They're like, holy shit. Yeah, that is interesting that they're steady rubbing one off.
Steady getting one off.
Like, You're not hungry?
Yeah, they are.
It's stress relief. I mean,
ain't it right? It's like the number one stress reliever.
Wait, can you masturbate on an empty stomach?
Oof.
I need to eat.
Don't you got? Well,
I need
because you got to produce something to nut it out, right?
I need to be comfortable to masturbate. I can't just be hungry.
Well, you got to understand, they comfortable is different from your comfortable.
But also, they have no issue getting food. That's why they always say, "Not food, give me the money," because they have no problem getting food.
That's true.
So they're full.
That's true, because niggas always come to me. I try to offer, they be like, nigga, I just ate.
I just ate.
All right, okay. I've had bums say to me, I just ate. I don't need no, all right, fair enough.
Yeah. You give to people a lot, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
She damn near an activist.
I mean, it's bad. It's bad. I'm pulling over in highways. And during COVID, it was really hitting me hard. Like, there's this Spanish woman with her kids on the highway, and I pulled over. I was trying to find her to give her money. I couldn't even go to breakfast anymore. It just hurts me to see people out on the street without any money. And we all have a little bit of money to give, so just give it to them.
Every time I got a couple loose ones, I give it to them. I do the thing where I'm holding it.
Or jerk them off. I mean, do something. Contribute something. This is not a fair world. This is so gross to me. So, yeah, I always give money. It always comes back, too, so.
See?
Really?
Mm-hmm.
You've always seen it come back, or are you?
Yeah. I've always given my money out, always. So, and I've always been poor, broke. I mean, I came here homeless. So.
Yeah.
What do you mean? You came to New York homeless?
Yeah. I didn't have a place to live.
Oh, you just like 50 goes wested? Like on some like, oh, I'm going to make my dreams come true,
goes east.
Came off the bus?
It was more just young and dumb. I came here from Atlanta, from college, and I had $300, and I didn't realize what that meant in New York. I thought, $300, that's how much I pay for my rent.
Yeah.
For the boarding house I was in. So I thought $300 doesn't get me far, but then I stayed in a hostel for a week, and I ran out of money like the first 4 days, but they let me still sleep on the couch.
Wow.
It was crazy.
That is crazy.
So you came literally $300 and what, you took a bus or you flew up? Or
I flew and then I had $300. And then I thought, because at the time it was like $60 for students.
Oh, okay.
And how'd you find, you found that out in Atlanta or you found that out when you got here?
What?
Like that, to go stay in a hostel?
No, I knew to go stay in a hostel, but there was a guy who was from New York who was like, if you ever go to New York, give me a call. So I called him up and he was like, you're here? Why?
Holy shit.
And then he like introduced me to his older friend.
I'm a 19-year-old.
No, not really. He introduced me to somebody else. I mean, I'm a 19-year-old and he introduced me. His name was No. So everybody knows No. Shout out to No.
Okay.
He gave
K-N-O or just No? N-O.
N-O.
Oh, wow.
I mean, I was completely ignorant about what New York was. I had a pea coat and it was freezing. Pea coats don't do shit here. That's a TV thing.
Yeah.
And they gave me a bubble coat. Actually, they didn't give it to me. He made me pay $50 for
Dang.
It. Dang. Right. Yeah.
Nothing's free.
Nothing's free. But he introduced me to his friend on Van Dykeman, I remember, on the D train. It was all the way up. And that guy ended up being a prostitute.
He was a gigolo.
Dude prostitute.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Holy shit. Okay.
Wow. Yeah.
But he was like really nice to me. He let me eat his grilled chicken and broccoli. He like had like prepped meals and he would just let me eat it. And every night he would offer me sex. He's like, I do this professionally.
That is weird.
New York.
There was a different woman coming over every night looking at me like, who is this? I was sleeping on his baby mattress. Half my body was on a baby mattress on the floor and half was on one of them beanie bags.
Okay. Yeah.
Did he try to treat your body like open mic? Like, yo, I gotta work these moves out for these customers come over.
I do this professionally. You piece of garbage.
I did not stay there that long.
Yeah. Damn. Okay.
Yeah, I showed up at the door and he opened the door and he was like, oh. He didn't tell me you was cute.
Can't hide it under that hoodie, girl.
Can't hide this.
I know
that
what
resist.
You are. Yeah.
I can't resist the fact that
Khalees,
you're cute.
Khalees came to New York like Mulan, trying to pretend she's a dude. They're like, we see that ass under there, bitch. What are you doing? So, okay, 4 days in the hostel, then what? You just go out into the streets with
I stayed with him for like a week, but then I got a job. I like went on a train. Came up on 86th Street, 86th or 89th, And right there is a restaurant called the Irish Parlor. Called the Parlor. It's an Irish restaurant called the Parlor.
I know what you're talking about.
And I walked in and I was like, can I work here? And they were like, yes. That's just Pretty Girl Famous.
I know. I was about to say, we should do an experiment where we should just have an ugly girl walk in and ask, can she work there? And
like, what?
Watch how many people get the broom.
Or be like, give her the broom and let her work in the back. You can clean out the freezer.
Oh, I'll talk about get the broom to chase her out of there.
Oh, I thought you meant put her to work just in the back of the kitchen. That's, you know, they always going to be like, oh, you ugly, but just work in the back.
Yo, that's like, you know what I noticed was just fucked up about church, man? Pretty girls get to play the piano, ugly girls on the organ. They That's always crazy. Put the ugly girl on the organ, or she behind them pipes. Nobody gets to see her.
She looks like the organ sounds.
Even when you go to church.
That must be ugly.
That sounds like the Gremlins.
It is good. Don't feed that bitch.
And then she had the red lipstick.
Don't give her no communion.
Oh, my God. Dude, it's always. And you ever seen an old lady on the organ? You know, she was never pretty.
And she was pipes. Never. You don't see her. You see the back of her head.
That, yeah, that's why she's good at this instrument. Like she could very easily have been
piano
on the
piano. Is out front.
Yeah, she is on the organ for a reason.
You see the car up front, piano,
organ. And probably a pure woman back there. Probably just a wholesome,
God-fearing,
low
woman.
Body count, horny as fuck. Right? Probably just.
But
a
just
horny.
Bottles it, pushes it down, knits a sweater.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm about to go to church. Hit on the organ lady. Hit on the organ lady. What you got?
Hit on
about untapped potential. Untapped. Anyway, I'm fucking around. What's another opinion? Unless are we still going through? That was a great story.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know. All right, we could try one more.
It's one more. Yep. So,
okay.
So Conrad said, with all the black dudes in the NFL, the ball should be a different color. Must be hard for referees to properly spot the ball.
Niggas wear gloves.
No, but like they're not the field.
That's the stupidest shit I've ever heard.
He's just going for like the brown. Like this is like I had my hair out in
an
afro.
The stupidest shit I've ever
heard. A month ago, and I walked by this guy who was in town. You know, they were watching some sports, and there's some guy with a you know I don't know whatever these baseball racists are. And I walked past the bar, and he goes, ah. Why are you wearing an umbrella? Your hair. Like, I'm in on the joke that my hair is so fucked up that I shouldn't care if it gets wet.
Uh-huh.
And it's just, that's what that is. He's like, it's brown. Y'all brown.
Chocolate.
When y'all shit, how you know it's not a piece of you fell in the toilet?
That's it. Tell these niggas to shut the... Yeah. That's good. That's why Khalees on the show, man. I ain't got to say shit. This girl's a goddamn jackal. You understand that? Cut you deep. Yeah, that was great. That's what I meant. What Khalees just said.
Yeah, yeah. No doubt.
You should have a piece of you in the toilet. That's for sure. Resist!
All right. Well, Khalees, I'll change gears a little bit. We asked everybody this on the show. Somebody asked you also.
I'm gonna love this.
Yeah. Has there ever been a time in your life that you should have apologized but didn't?
I mean, okay. So, like I told you earlier, I'm very apologetic because I make a lot of mistakes and I'm very apologetic. I want people to feel comfortable, but maybe I didn't apologize quickly enough in this situation with my buddy Babbitt. You want me to tell that story?
Alex Babbitt?
Yeah.
Oh, hell yeah.
What
happened to Alex Babbitt?
It actually ties everything together that we already talked about, right?
Okay, all right.
So we were out with Nick Alexander doing karaoke, you know, with Amina and all them.
Uh-huh.
And we left, and he asked me if I could drive him over the bridge, or I asked him if anybody needed a ride. And he said, oh, can you drive me over the bridge? And I was like, sure, of course. I had been drinking.
Okay. I'm drinking rum.
And so when I got over the bridge, I was like, I have to use the bathroom so bad. And he washed my car outside of a bodega, right? So I used the bathroom. I came back out. And he was like, okay, I could walk from here. And we were like, bye, bye, bye. You know, all love. Da, 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 da. So he left. And so while I'm driving home, I get home. And when I park, I look over at the passenger
seat. She said it like there was a blackout.
I'm driving. Oh, that's exactly how it went. That's exactly how it went.
I dropped you off, and then...
I got home. Yeah. I don't know how, but I did. But anyway, okay. I'm liking it. I'm in.
That was definitely... I definitely don't have a story for you from between Brooklyn and Jersey City.
Okay.
So I'm home.
Yeah.
And I look over at the passenger seat, and all my shit from the middle of the car, I don't know what that's called, but
console,
that
little center console,
it's all on my passenger seat where Alex was sitting, right? So I call him up. I'm walking from the street up the stairs. Scott hears me yelling, "Babbitt, what the hell you looking through my shit for?" And I was like, "Oh, I left you in my car for a second. You just went through my shit. Who the hell do you think you are?" He was like, "I wouldn't do that on my honor." He went straight to like an honor code. Like, "I would never do that to you. I respect you." I was like, "Oh, you gonna try to do the respect thing, but I see you. Maybe nobody else sees you, but I fucking see you, bitch."
Oh,
I was like,
shit.
"I see you, bitch."
You went full Khalees Hawk.
Because you realize you got a thief and your presence.
I must have peed too quick, and I came out while he was in the middle of looking through my shit.
Yeah.
I must have peed too quick.
It was 2022. I said he looking for my shit.
Yeah.
Okay. I thought he was being nosy. I didn't know what he was doing. All right. So then I got off the phone after cursing him out. Scott's like, "You got that's not how to handle it." And so now I'm cursing Scott out. I trusted him. He went through my shit. Yeah. I don't know. He's like, "Well, you don't know why he went through it." And as I'm thinking, I was like, "What's in my stuff? What could he have seen? I have some broken sunglasses. I have some old hand sanitizer. What else?" You know, I'm going through it in my head. And then I recover a memory. The reason why I know exactly what was in it was because I was reaching through it, because when I was driving home, there was a homeless man on the street. And I slowed down, and I couldn't find any money, so I threw everything, because everybody was coming, I threw everything out of the middle console looking for quarters.
Jesus. Keep going. Oh, on my honor, queen. On my honor. I respect you. God. Shit. On my honor, my chest.
And so I was like, "Oh, no."
Oh, shit.
I did two good deeds.
Oh, my God.
No good deed remembers during a blackout.
In a blackout, I do good for strangers, but my friends, beware.
Wow. I called him right back, and I was like, you're never going to believe this.
You know what's funny?
Remember how you needed a ride? Remember how good a person I am.
Why are you giving this? Remember that? Remember me?
Hey, Alex.
Remember me?
Your girl crazy, man.
I do this sometimes.
You're not gonna believe this, man.
This make us friends for true.
For true. That's so great.
God damn.
Oh shit.
Like, was he understanding of that, or was he
was
like
relieved? Because
okay.
He never met that one of me. That one. He never met that one. I was like, "I'm sorry.
Is it too late now to say sorry?"
Jesus Christ.
Oh, shit.
Holy
shit.
Oh,
that's awesome. That's awesome.
That is wild, man.
That's wild.
Shout out to Alex Babbitt, man.
I got home.
He's hosted. Yeah.
And he was so sweet, and he forgave me, and he was just, I'm so happy he's my friend, because... Look,
a lesser motherfucker might have been like, "Man, fuck that. That motherfucker crazy." You know what I mean? Like, yeah.
That's the rumor.
He said, "That's the rumor."
That's what they be saying. I'm just fucking around.
All the other motherfuckers, that's what they say. You know, whatever.
Yeah.
It happens.
That was great.
From time to time, yeah. Depending on, you know, shit like that happens from time to time. What we always say?
Sorry I had a fight in the middle of your Black Panther party.
Yeah. That's
happens sometimes, bro. We all melt down. I melt down all the time.
Oh, my God.
I be spazzing on the wrong person all the fucking time.
What's that? All right, yeah. The temperature changed on you a little bit?
Yeah, it got
hot. You know how you use one of them?
Mm-hmm.
You always tell who, like, what type of buildings people live in when they know what to do with them shits.
This is
like
it.
All that they have now anymore, man.
Yeah, the ones from the top. Yeah.
Yeah, I know how to do this shit.
Man. I can't sweat this out. I just got my hair straightened for Suba's wedding. Suba's wedding is Saturday.
Wedding.
Yeah, I couldn't go to
Is
that
it
one.
In New York or where is it?
Chicago.
It's like out there.
Oh, shit.
It's a 2-hour thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Chicago. I'm trying to think of planes, like, you know, just a quick trip.
Shout out to boy Tom Cassidy, just got married.
Yeah, that looked really sweet. Yeah, y'all look really cute really too.
I wasn't at that wedding. I missed that.
Well, he was.
Yeah, he did. Oh yeah, how was it?
It was great. Yeah, but it was so far away. But and then where we was at, it took like 40 minutes to get an Uber, and then when you got the Uber had his wife with him, so it was like a whole thing. So you got to sit back there and then watch them be married and because we still got to get to the airport. Yo, like it was a lot.
Small town Uber etiquette is wild.
They got
dude.
It's like take your wife to work.
It
day.
Is wild, man. Like I've had people be like called to be like, "Yo, how far are you going? Because I gotta go pick my kids up." I'm like, "What the fuck?"
Out of the bubble.
Yeah.
Uber.
Oh,
wow.
Yeah, I had an Uber drop me off at a show, but on the way he got a call. And I get paranoid. They sound like they were talking in code. He was like, "Yeah, so it's a change of plans. I'm gonna come to you first."
Oh no!
And they're like, "I got They said I had the friend find your phone app. I know exactly where you are. I'll meet you there." I was like, "I don't got nothing on me."
Yeah,
everybody,
you wanna hear some crazy shit?
What's up
today? I get an Uber from my mom's crib, South Jersey, back to Hamilton Station. Right, you know how far it is? About 40 minutes. Highway 295, right?
Oh, yeah.
The lady that gets it, she all huffy puffy in the beginning. "Oh, I hate when Uber don't tell you how long you got to go and all that." I was like, "Miss, you want me to get out now? Because I don't need it." "No, it's fine. I was like, "Okay, I won't say anything. So it'll be a better trip." So I'm just trying to make it good for her. So I swear to you, by the time we hit Bordentown 295, she starts swerving. I'm like, "What the fuck is going on?" So I started looking back to see if the cops come. Cops ain't coming. So she driving. She starts slowly getting over to the fucking, to the right. I'm like, "What is happening?" I look back, no car. She says, "Sir, I'm so sorry. I got to pee." I was like, "Okay." So she pulls over. Boy, when I tell you, she opened that passenger door, and I heard her spill out like she was pissing violently today. I tipped her 20%. Because I'm like, that's the realest shit I've ever seen. She said, "I cannot go any I can't drive. I'm going to piss myself in my car.
Yeah.
I got to go." And just, this is the first time ever, I was just like, that's a real lady.
But see, well, now you knew why she complained about the length of the time. It wasn't about you. It was
she
about,
had
she was
to
like,
piss.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I think once if your ride is over a half hour, like,
she really
all formality kind
of
comes out of the window. If they need to stop and get gas, if they need to stop and get coffee, if they need to stop and get something to eat, I understand all of that.
The pissing thing was, it just made me laugh, because the funniest part when she was getting into it, like full stream, this big ass tractor trailer, she...
car all shaking. She ain't holding it like a G.
Jesus Christ. And she was down there. She was gone. But she poured the bottle of water, washed her hands, apologized. I mean, you ain't got to apologize. But yeah, that was some real shit I saw today, bro.
Do you do that? Like, are you good at peeing outdoors? Will you go if you got to go? Or
pop
do you
a squat.
Need to use the bathroom?
Oh, yeah. If there's nobody around. But girl, I don't want that, like, you know, I don't want to get caught because of the penalties. You know, you could get that whole sex, what is it, sex offender thing on you if like a child sees you use the bathroom? Did you not know that?
No, I didn't know. I mean, I've heard about that, yeah, but I mean, obviously look around a bit. But like, it is weird that, like, because I know a lot of women are very, they have like, what do you call it, apprehensions about peeing in public. You know what I mean? And I get it, because y'all got to take out a lot more. Mm-hmm. I always ask women this, would you ever try the lady funnel?
You're in a little.
I don't need it. I have an older brother. I know how to aim.
Oh,
I didn't have any parents. You don't have, you know, you don't have parents around. Nobody explained it to you. You go, "Oh, that's what you do. Let me try it."
Yeah.
Just lift my lips up.
Is that
also,
all you really have to do? Is just
no,
hold it up?
You know what else? These girls, I don't know what Mrs. T does, but these
Mrs.
girls,
T.
man, they shave. So they don't have anything. The hair is there to guide it. I don't shave, so
yeah. When you're like completely bald,
it's all over.
It just spritz everywhere. It has no direction.
Yeah.
No matter how hard you push to make it go out.
Like, but hair makes it like a faucet. Hair kind of puts a spout on the thing.
Yeah, it's the same thing for your period. Hair is to keep the blood flowing in a certain direction and not get all over the place.
I'm sure that's not what
it's for. She sounds like she looked it up.
She speaks with an authoritative tone. That's what...
She always not a change pissing the blood. I swear to God she does.
Wait, is that like water in the wine? Is that
Because it'll go from something, but the tea know how to go. You know what, guys? There's some other disgusting shit I could tell you.
Right.
I'm like, well, thanks. I appreciate it. The hair guides the menstrual to the one spot. It's real good to know. No need for apologies. Thank you, tea, for turning the piss into blood. I appreciate that. Always a good time.
Water to wine. She's pissed the blood.
Yeah. That's what I just had to double check. Like, wait, was this a double entendre or something?
It might have been. I've been speaking in entendres lately. Not even like. It
it's
just
October.
Come out. My
spooky.
Dad is turning it. I'm turning to my pop and my grandma at the same time.
Yeah, that's how I feel like when I'm out with you. I feel like it's Uncle Derek. You know what I mean? It's just very irritable.
Because, you know, because my pop is irritable in his older age. I was talking to my sister. I'm like, yo, George don't really give a fuck no more, man. He say something fucked up, he going to tell you.
Yeah, well,
I'm starting to love my dad so much.
With a name
I'm starting
like
to see,
George, you don't give a fuck.
I'm starting to see me and him. And he like, what? He's 65? 66, yeah, 65. So I'm like, okay, I got something to look forward to. This motherfucker just don't. Look, man, if you ain't on my timetable, you got to. Because when his sister, I was out for a funeral. And, man, he took care of that shit. Everything was itinerary. All right, we in, and he was out. And I was like, okay, my pop don't take no shit, bro. Good for him.
Yeah.
I think that's beautiful that you look up to your dad like this. I went home recently.
My mom and pop, they just, in their older age, they just.
Well,
they
your mom is a wonderful woman.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it.
Wonderful woman.
But go ahead. I'm listening. I'm sorry.
I can't, after I just say your mom's a wonderful woman, I can't shit on mine.
Shit on yours first.
I do it all the time.
Shit on yours first. Shit on your mom so we can set it up.
Do it. I just told you a story about like when
gay mom ain't shit.
The same way. The same way you talk about like the whole like I got drunk and forgot.
Mm-hmm.
You know, my mom used to do shit like that too. Like one time for Thanksgiving, my mom got drunk and passed out and forgot that she was cooking turkey necks on the stove and they caught fire. And, you know, she basically woke up to the kitchen on fire and, you know, put it out, but forgot that she did that and definitely came upstairs and beat the fuck out of me.
Yeah,
you know
the
what
fuck
I mean?
Out you?
Like, yeah.
Not
like,
even little, but she went off, huh?
Well, yeah, because it was, and I get it, it was still the adrenaline from the fear. It's still the adrenaline from the, I woke up and my house was on fire. Mm-hmm. And yeah, who wakes up and goes?
Not even save the kid, beat the shit, put the fire out. Don't even rescue this motherfucker, but beat him to a pulp, nigga. That's terrible.
Nah, that's once you put the fire out, we're safe.
Now I'll go beat his ass.
I'm gonna beat the shit out of you for scaring the fuck out of me. So you know what I mean? It's tough love. So now,
yeah, man.
I don't even touch the stove. I don't even cook shit. Everything microwave.
That's
microwave,
wild.
Safe now, fucking with y'all. I cook.
Yeah, because I cook like a beast. Because my mom only beat me one time for procrastinating on a book report. I'll never forget that. And she only beat me because it was my grandmother's advice. You need to beat the boy so he learned. My mom put that belt in my ass. I start crying. She start crying harder than me.
Your mom was a slave. Your grandmother was a bit of a slave driver.
Mom, because
my
nana.
Beat the boy.
My nana came from Jacksonville, Florida. Didn't know her white dad who probably came in the night and had his way with my great-grandmother.
Now, see, my grandmother was the opposite. My grandmother would keep my mom off of me. My grandmother used to watch me. There was a period I was, like, so fucked up in school, I would get daily report cards. So, it's like, you know, it's like...
No!
You had it too? Okay, I'm not alone on that. You had daily report cards?
Yeah, I had daily report cards. And then there was a point where they took me out of the group desks and put me at my... At my own desk in the back.
I used to be at a desk by myself, right next to the teacher desk.
Oh no, the teacher didn't even want me next to her. They put me by the sink.
Yeah. But with the daily report cards, I was coming up short every day. So now it's just a reason to whoop my ass every day. And at least my grandma used to be like, "Could you drop me off before you do that?" Like,
and that's how she kept.
Just
your
give
mom
me
off you?
Just give me a little bit of time. Just get
before you kick
you got
ass.
About half an hour, baby. Go, you know what I mean?
So there you go. So there's his mom. So what happened?
Well, because the way you say it, like you're growing into him. I see my mom as all the red flags of things I need to
avoid.
Yes. Okay. And I don't mean just avoid, just like things I need to work on. And I go, oh, these are genetic problems. These aren't just whatever I was struggling with. During the last 4 years before I could come see her again, came together when I saw her. You know what I mean? I was like, oh.
Yeah.
And mother-daughter stuff. Like, so my mom's not like me with my kid, but I know that I have a similar temperament. So what was I going to say? She was doing this thing for my older brother and my younger sister where when we were all in the same room, I was like, look at my mom. She's grown. She's being nice to me. But then I realized she wasn't paying any attention to me. She was just being in the room.
Mm.
When we got by ourselves on our way to my grandma's house, it was like, now listen, little bitch. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. Then she really came out how she really feels about me. She was snapping. She was raising her voice. I was like, you got to calm down. I'm trying to do the GPS here. You got to, like, relax. Speak in an even tone. I don't understand why you're so upset with me. And I still haven't figured it out. I look just like her, and I'm wondering if that's one of the reasons. Like, we went to my grandma's 100th birthday party, and she was dancing with this guy, Teddy. And Teddy, on my way out, he calls me over. He goes, come here. And I was like, oh, shit. And he calls me over, sitting next to my mom. And they had been dancing the whole time. And he was like, did anybody ever tell you look just like your mama when she was your age?
Oh, wow.
I looked at my mom. She went,
yeah.
She hates me.
Absolutely, yeah. You're the new pretty girl.
So the way she talks to me, I realize I don't talk to my kid like that, but I've seen situations where I'm talking to somebody else like that, and it shuts my kid down. So I'm learning to kind of calm down, be more even, be more peaceful, just so she doesn't get the secondary stress.
Yeah.
Just little things like that, you know?
Yeah. But it sounds like that's the thing. Like, was your mom young when she had you?
No.
But she probably...
Regular.
Yeah, siblings? Does she have any siblings?
Yes, two sisters.
Huh, okay. So I've seen women do that where they compete with the attention of their kid. That, oh, she's so pretty, even at 8 months old, fucking takes away from the mom for some reason. Oh, man. She's so gorgeous. She's so beautiful. And it's like...
crazy.
What the fuck is she Precious, when Monique was mad at Precious because she thought her nigga left... her for Precious.
Yeah.
You ain't gonna take my man, little bitch, hot in the pants. Yeah. And then they should wind up throwing a TV at her and all that shit.
Yeah, that's man. Crazy.
It's that fucking, there's a thing to it.
That's the same thing, like you ever bring a girl home and your mom just hate her.
Ready for this shit?
Uh-oh.
Shirley was jealous of me and my mother's relationship. You love that boy.
Oh, shit.
More than you love me.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, man.
Yeah, that's a weird thing when that comes out.
And that boy.
My mom used to be jealous of, like, the fact that me and my dad had anything. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like if I go with my dad and then just come back all like...
what you happy for?
He don't do shit. Like, all
right. And my mother was beautiful. She let my father be a hero in my head. Even though they got a divorce, she said, I ain't gonna fuck it up for him.
Yeah.
So I gotta play fake excited when he comes back from the... Because I'm like, you know, I'm the highway kid. Chesapeake House from Philly to D.C. You mm-hmm. meet in the middle. So this is where the parents meet at the rest stop.
That was beautiful.
You go in and then you go off.
My baby mom used to make me take the whole ride.
Whole ride?
Both fucking ways. Sorry, I'm looking at the camera. Just, I don't know if she watches.
Yeah, man.
I
think she watches.
My mom, so when I was in high school.
I like this shit, talking about our moms and shit.
I was, my mom, I don't know. I was 158 pounds. But I started off at 127, so I was really skinny. And when I was 158, when she noticed I gained weight, she would do so. She'd be like, when I was your age, she's like, I still have my pants from when I had you, when I was 27. See if you could get these on. And she'd get so happy. She'd say, you can't get those on.
Oh
my goodness.
That's back shade.
I had those shade. On when I was pregnant with
that's
you.
That's shade.
And you can't even get those pants on. She would be so proud of herself. 200 fucking 20 pounds talking about the past. Like we could compete timelines.
Yeah.
That's wild.
Dudes do that a little bit, though. You can't do more than 20 push-ups? Huh? When I was 5, I could do 50. But like, shut up. No, you couldn't. That whole, I used to walk barefoot in the snow uphill both ways to school. Like,
just to fuck with the ego.
Yeah.
My mom's an artist. She's a very, very good artist. And my kid likes to draw. But I brought my kid home when she was 7. So she was showing her drawings. She said, oh, let me show you mine. My mom brought out paintings.
The easel?
Like, drawings that she did. She had to take some college courses where there were nude models. And the first picture she shows my kid, who's 7, is a dick.
Dick.
That she drew of some nude model. Yeah. I was like, what the hell? over you.
That's her. You know
that's
what that
how
is?
Competitive she
yeah.
is.
Yeah, and that's a. You know what's funny? That's a petty. Because let me ask you. Because how old
petty.
Is your daughter? How
you
old
put
is your daughter?
The petty and competitive.
She's like, oh, that's a nice puppy dog. Bet you can't draw no dick like this though, bitch.
How old is your daughter?
She's 15 now.
Okay. Did you ever go through any phases of like? As you're growing with her, anything that she does that annoys you so much, you still have to find a way to poke back at it. Hmm. You may have grown out of it as you became an older parent, but do you remember any honest, like, ooh, and you just kind of poke back to see, like, do you genuinely not understand that, or are you just a little asshole?
Hmm. Well, see, I'm really honest, so yeah. I reward honesty, so I don't like... If you did something, just tell me that you did it. I don't need to, don't make me figure it out. Because if I have to figure it out, it's a problem, you know? Cause...
Right, right. But see, my thing, and I get petty this way. And like, if I have to figure it out, I'm going to let you figure out. I figured it out just as uncomfortable as I had. You know what I mean? Like,
oh,
yeah, I want you to feel that discomfort that you created. You know
set
what I mean?
Dylan up like that. Oh, that shit used to be awesome. Uh-oh, like, Dylan don't know what the fuck he just walked into. Nigga, let me get my popcorn. I'm ready. I ain't got to do shit. Dave about to dad this nigga. He about to straight stompy.
Yeah, it's a bunch of leading questions on some, man. Right there in the trap. And then they
so
got
what did you say?
Right. it's like, come on, man. Come on. Like, and I had to do that because, like, my youngest, whew, she's a little manipulator, man. Little manipulator. It's scary. Like, sometimes I'm proud of it, but I'm also, like, scared of it because you're like, fuck, dude. Like, someone's going to really have to control themselves
yeah,
to, like, not hit her.
Oh, no. How old is she?
She's 11 now.
Okay.
But I put it to you like this. Like, my daughter, she hates laundry. She hates folding up laundry, and she'll do whatever she has to do to get out of it, right? So one day I'm leaving the house, and I'm like, hey, you, when that dryer is finished, fold them fucking clothes up. Don't have that, you know, not be done by the time I get home. All day we've been trying to get this laundry knocked out. And it should have been knocked out way faster. But what we found out was every time we send her to put the clothes out of the dryer, she go, oh, the clothes are still wet. All right, run it again. You know what I mean? But when she runs it again, I started it. As I was leaving the house and I yelled to her to double check, I hear her go down in the basement, dryer go off, hear the knob. Boom, go back on. She didn't know I was still like in the vestibule on my phone. So I'm, yo, what the fuck was that? What you doing? What was that? Huh? What?
Huh?
I wasn't in the everything. It's like, motherfucker, I heard you. I heard you. What were you doing? So go back there. It turns out she's taking all the heat off. She's putting him on no heat. So
why?
Because as long as the clothes are wet,
I ain't got to fold them.
Always just keep running the dryer and never have to fold the clothes.
Oh, I want to throw up. Ew.
Exactly. There's a level of manipulation
and calculating. Wash the
dishes. I'm going
to let them soak.
Right. Right. You know what I mean?
I went to the water, cut into all the stuff.
It's one of them things where it's like, ooh, I'm your dad. You know what I mean? Like, there have been times where I've ran her down into the closet and be like, someone's going to murder you when you grow up. So you keep doing this and someone's going to murder you. Do you understand that? Like, that's when I'm like a psycho. But they're like, stop yelling at that kid. I'm like, I have to, or someone's going to murder her. Do you not understand the level of like sarcoma?
This is the irritation. It's just, yeah. It just burns that's in your wild. Chest.
That's wild, bro.
I was listening to the story. I wasn't following it correctly until you told me because she wanted more time. Right.
And there's a level.
You just gonna let my clothes mildew, bitch?
Yep. I'm gonna let your clothes sour because
I wanna watch fucking Bizardvark. You know, like a nut ass show that just runs on repeat over and like,
this
come
shit
on,
is
dude.
More interesting than your bitch ass clothes. Yeah. You turn the heat off, let them things grow mold.
All right, man. We gotta finish this one up, man.
We
this
do?
Is a fun one. Yeah, man. We gotta go, man. Everybody got spots and shit, man. Khalees. Thank you so much for coming on here. This
fan
is fucking
fantastic.
Thank
glad
you
we
for
got you on
having
here.
Having me.
One more time, if the people are looking for you, where can they find you online?
Khalees Hawkins. It's C-A-L-I-S-E Hawkins. I'm on Instagram.
Instagram. Don't look for her on Twitter. Please don't look for her on Twitter.
you know, that stuff don't never really go nowhere. Like, we be deleting that shit thinking it's gone.
Yeah, nah.
All my tweets are just retweets that I'm on stage somewhere. I'm not putting any of my thoughts out there.
Right. Nah, and go check her out on stage at the New York Comedy Festival at the Gramercy. What was that? November 11.
Are You Afraid of the Dark?
All right. So please look out. Check her out on that one. And catch us on the road. All of those dates available. Hit the link tree in any bio of any of our pages. NNFA Podcast. On all social media platforms. Also, NNFA, we want to hit more of the road in 2023. We're working on Texas, yes. February, Houston,
theaters, small venues.
Austin. So a lot of you at Skankfest were letting us know. Go ahead, Khalees, you got to dip out of here. She got a spot. A lot of you were trying to tell us where we should come. Remind us. Hit us on the inbox. Let us know what city we should come to. If you have a relationship with any venue, let us know who they are, man. We'll reach out. We'll get a black-ass comedy show coming to your motherfucking town, man.
Yep. And make sure y'all watch Inside Amy Schumer. I got a sketch on there if you're a fan of Derek Gaines. I got Monroe in it. I got Miss Amina in it. I wish I could get Dave in it. But I got the guy playing Dave is Van Lathan, who said he wanted to come on the show.
And
so,
been cussing Kanye the fuck out for years.
Yeah, so we're going to get cussing Van Lathan, a real hero, the Van Helsing to the vampiric Kanye. We're going to have him on the show soon. I was just talking to him. I actually texted him. I'm not just blowing smoke. These aren't nighttime yeses. So make sure you check out the shit. What else?
Nothing.
So eat your vegetables and talk to God.
All right. T, say goodbye to the people.
Peace.
All right. And I'm the God, Dave Temple.
And I'm the great boy,
Derek Gaines. Thank you for tuning in. No need to
diversify y'all bonds. Wu-Tang.